For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
Red Sox front office report this week is brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And joining us now, a guy that Alex Cora referred to as the closer because they were able to get their deal done. It is Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Congratulations. I think we're very excited about the fact that Alex Cora will be here for the next 3 years. And I know that he had been pretty specific just a couple weeks ago about not wanting to talk about this during the season. So what changed his mind? How'd you guys end up getting this done?
Yeah, first, let me share in that excitement. I think this is a great moment for the organization, for Boston, and for what we believe we can accomplish together. And, I think this came together because when, Alex made it clear that this is the place that he wanted to be, and I was very clear with him that he was the guy that I wanted to lead our team, heading into the next few years here, we were able to put it together pretty quickly. And I think, over the last few weeks that we've had these conversations, it became more and more clear to me that he was absolutely the right guy, and the chance for me to see him navigate the clubhouse and, young guys and veteran guys was really impressive. And so I'm glad that, ultimately this is the place that he wanted to stay and that we were able to get something done.
Craig, Alex has been pretty outspoken, not just this season, but seasons past, about adding to this team and leading the forefront this season of making sure that there is some type of acquisition before the trade deadline. Was there conversation between you guys and Alex about what he needed you guys to do to make sure that he would stay here and sign that contract?
Alex and I have had great conversations for going on 6 months now. I think I've been very open about where we are and the opportunities that I think we're going to have in front of us. He has also been outspoken about opportunities for us to improve. And that's exactly what I would want in a manager, exactly what I would want in a thought partner. And so we've talked about, and I think I've talked about here over the last couple of weeks that, we're focused at this point on trying to find opportunities to improve the club. But in terms of, what Alex's expectations are, I think we were both completely honest with each other. And he was very honest about the fact that, Boston was a place that was very comfortable for his family, and that was of significant importance. And additionally, he wanted to be in a place where we had a chance to win the World Series, and so do I. So the fact that we had that in common makes for a great partnership.
Well, and you said as much yesterday. I think the quote was, you want to stop the stupid analogies and put the turn signal on, and you believe that this team is, just to be clear, in a position where you need to improve, do what you can to improve the team, correct?
Yeah, I think our play over the last 2 to 3 months, and we can obviously point to a tough road trip coming out of the All-Star break, but I think Alex said it really well in saying that, you know, that didn't represent who we are as a team. I think you can get yourself in a tough place when you're living and dying day to day. I think instead, you know, we see the total body of work. We see the momentum that we had built heading into the All-Star break. We can look at the guys that we expect to get back here in the near future and say, you know, we should be looking at ways to improve the team. And so that's how we're going to spend the next few days here.
Awesome.
Craig, so you guys use analytics, as most teams do, which relies upon a much bigger sample size than the time between now and the 31st. So my question is, when did you arrive at the decision that this team was worthy of an investment in at the deadline?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to say that you always want to come to the conclusion that a team is worthy of looking for reinforcements, looking for opportunities to improve. That's why I think any of us takes the job that we do. That's why we work in sports. And we've played really well against teams that are going to be competing for playoff spots and playing meaningful games down the stretch over the last month. And so I think the team has put itself in a position to where we say, hey, you know, what opportunities do we have to improve the team? And, we'll go into the next few days looking to have those conversations. Of course, we have to line up, but I think we've got a good farm system. We've got depth. We've got some opportunities to use guys in conversations that are going to be really good major league players, but may not have the opportunity to do so here.
Looking at adding positionally, what have you identified as being most important?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty clear that our lineup is pretty left-handed heavy. We struggled against left-handed pitching, and so I think trying to find a right-handed hitter that can help even out the lineup a little bit, one with positional versatility, would be super helpful, whether that's first base or potentially in the outfield. I think that's probably where we'll spend some time.
Craig, when you look at where you are always in the standings, right, it's about making moves based on maybe what other teams are doing around you. And I think you're fortunate enough, even though you're on this little bit of a slump, the teams that you're chasing are kind of struggling a little bit. Does that make it even more important for you to capitalize on this opportunity, knowing that all three wild cards positions are within grasp?
Yeah, I think that's a fair characterization here in that, there are, we can't do this alone, right? There are interactions between us and other teams. I think the other night when, I looked up, I think every team maybe outside of Cleveland that was ahead of us in the standings had lost. And so, when you win, there's a chance to gain ground. And if, a couple of those days that we didn't win, we didn't lose a ton. So I think, it's really, really important for us to kind of stay in range of the teams that we're chasing, to stay, close to that wild card spot. And obviously, the goal is to get back into playoff contention and, not just, as Alex had said, vie for the third wild card or the second wild card, but to make as much noise as we possibly can.
Craig, just back to Alex for one more second. When you go talking about the fact that he feels comfortable here, his family's here, everything that goes into a decision to sign a contract extension, was that was obviously the case during the offseason, before the season started. So what was the biggest change between the conversations you guys had before the season started and right now?
Yeah, I think being totally candid, the change was the relationship between the two of us, right? So Alex could You know, Alex and his family could love Boston, and this could be the place that they wanted to stay. But if, you know, the relationship between us didn't grow and one of us had felt like we weren't the right partner or complement for each other, then it probably wouldn't have worked out. So I think that was, you know, the piece that both of us were feeling out a little bit. And I think that that is totally normal and natural and fair. And I think once, you know, we each kind of had the honest face-to-face, like, hey, I think this can really work, you know, then at that point, the conversations progressed quickly.
Yeah, I've been in a lifelong pursuit of a thought partner, Craig, so maybe one day I'll find one. But what's the latest on Tristan Casas? We've seen varying reports. When do you expect him back, Craig?
Yeah, so he's made quite a bit of progress over the last week or so where he's taking swings at full intensity and taking full batting practice. So, you know, I think he could find himself in rehab games pretty quickly as potentially even the end of this week, which is you know, a great turnaround from where we were in the timeline we were talking about a few weeks ago. You know, I think we've all talked, you know, Alex and I have talked about the sensitive nature of this rehab in that, you know, there are some feelings and tolerances that Tristan needs to work through, but we've been really, really excited about the last week or so and hope to see him in rehab games here shortly.
Now, the benches cleared yesterday, and I'm a big proponent of trash talking. How do you feel about that? Were you a big trash talker? I know maybe that's something we don't know about, you know? Maybe those, like, you know, five fun facts you don't know.
Right. If I asked you guys to guess whether or not you thought I was a huge trash talker as a 5'10" journeyman left-handed reliever, what would you guys say?
I think yes.
I would say no.
It's always the quiet ones.
My guess would be no.
I'm with Courtney. I'd say yes, because the quiet ones generally are big-time trash talkers.
But Craig, who was the best trash talker you ever played with?
Oh, Dustin Pedroia. I don't think it's even close.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. But I mean, I like it. I mean, maybe not the subject matter in this particular case, but I mean, it's, you know, it's good to see, right, for the game.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we saw, and obviously, you know, we'll leave specific content aside here, was just, you know, guys that care about each other, guys that are protecting their teammates, you know, a ton of emotion and passion, and that's what good teams have. You know, and so even after the game, guys talking about being there for each other, standing up for each other. And, you know, yesterday, I think, was an emotional day for a lot of reasons with the Alex news and then obviously the tough defeat. You know, but we have a chance to catch our breath today, and then we have a really big series coming up starting tomorrow.
Last one from me. Been a lot of shows at Fenway of late. Have you seen any musical acts, and are we able to determine from your attendance at any of the concerts what is possibly one of your favorite musical artists?
I was going to lead with that, but then I felt like there was more important things to talk about today. But I did end up seeing the Foo Fighters and Noah Kahan. I enjoyed both of those shows, and I think I'm prepared to move the Foo Fighters into one of my top three bands.
Okay. All right.
Dave Not Noah. Roll.
He gets the nod. Noah Kahan was excellent. Yes. I thought too.
It was excellent show. I'm not quite as familiar with his music, and so I'll give it some time. But yeah, it was a great show. Both of those were great shows.
All right, Craig Breslow, great job when it comes to Alex Cora, and now get to work and get something done by Tuesday, or a couple things done by Tuesday.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Craig Breslow. Nuggets,
new man. Today.
Nuggets from Craig.
That, you know, him and Cora, they have a what we seem to be a good relationship,
a different
relationship than he obviously had with Chaim Bloom,
right?
I would guess.
I thought that was a great answer to Courtney's question about why now, and it's refreshing to hear what we sort of thought, that, you know, maybe there was a learning curve there. I was so wrong. I thought that I thought it was Chaim Bloom and Mookie was Cora and Breslow. And even less than a month ago on with Jones and Mago, Cora was like,
no,
not even.
No. But I mean, Curtis, if you're critical of this team and John Henry specifically for not spending, he certainly was willing to spend for Alex Cora.
But that's something. I mean, yes, absolutely. Great.
So you got to give him credit as much as it pains you.
I've said 1,000 times, John Henry, what he did with this organization is unbelievable. It's great. But just like he doesn't pay people on past performance, we shouldn't give him a lifetime free pass for it.
Right.
They still need to do something Tuesday. But Cora agreeing to stay here makes me feel much more optimistic about the future of this organization.
And your question to him about doing something, I think that he is kind of giving us more and more nuggets. Like,
oh, he's doing something.
Yeah.
They
need a right-handed bat.
Yeah, he's going to go get – he has to now that he said it, right?
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, I think that's why Courtney was spot on. When you see the Cora deal get done, there had to be some behind-the-scenes talks. Like, we're going after it this year, and that's going to put us in a position where we can go right after it next year next couple of years that you're here, Alex.
They are going for it, and you can hear every single game right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. So you can get every single game as the Red Sox go for it.
Who's your thought partner?
Well, I honestly, when it comes to this show, I would consider you to be a thought partner.
I love you, Greg. A thought partner.
No, don't shucks yourself. Everyone is a thought.
Courtney, you're really hoping. I have my fingers crossed.
I mean, when it came to new intro construction, Shime was my thought partner.
Darn right.
That was a joint effort by the two of us on the new intro. If you hate it, you can blame both of us. When it comes to thoughts on things that have already happened and how they could be better,
right,
Wiggy is my thought partner.
It's for future.
He's a Monday morning thought partner.
You don't know. It always helps for things moving forward.
He really is. All right, let's get to what?
I was just waiting for my thought partner.
Better get to it, man.
Well, I lean on you when it comes to the TikTok and the other social media platforms.
Courtney, you know what we would call you? The afterthought partner.
Yep, that was afterthought. It's all right.
All right. Let's
no rim shot for that.
Speaking of Courtney, let's get to what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The big news yesterday, of course, Alex Cora and the Sox agree to a 3-year extension for over $21 million. The Sox did drop the series against the Rockies in a fiery final game in Colorado yesterday, 20-7. Craig Breslow didn't really answer if he was a trash talker or not.
Craig.
He said, what do you guys think?
I think he was saying he wasn't, I think.
I'm with you, Courtney. The quiet ones are usually the ones that talk a lot of ish.
Yeah,
I don't think Craig Breslow said two words when he was playing.
And I'm glad that Wiggy asked the question, because Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill did get into it with Reese McGuire following a flyout in the fourth, when Quantrill seemed to reference McGuire's 2020 arrest for indecent exposure. Benches cleared, but nobody was ejected. The Sox now 1-5 since All-Star break. They're off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow. When it came to training camp, Jacoby Brissett received the first team reps while going 10-for-13, while Drake May showed up 16 minutes early. He finished practice going 6-for-10. When it came to contract-related absences, both Judon and Godchow were full participants during the first session of the summer. Gresh and Fourier back there today, I assume?
Yes.
Correct.
They are there today. In 40 minutes.
In 40 minutes. And make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. I think you have great thoughts.
Thank you so much.
74 degrees in Boston right now. Cloudy skies, afternoon high of 83.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Again, it's times like these, you give and give again. It's times like these, you learn to love again. It's times like these, time again.
We got a little bit of exciting Celtics news yesterday. In fact, Wick Grosbeck on this show, during the regular season no less, had alluded to a project that they had underway. Do you happen to have that audio, Shime? Wick on this program, here he is.
The Patriots now have the Dynasty docuseries, which dropped at midnight on Apple Plus. Has there been any interest in doing that with the Celtics, and is that something that you would embrace?
It's almost like I planted that question. Next, you're going to ask about extended family on NBC. But but in terms of the Celtics, I have some good positive news there. Nothing to officially report yet, but we are in production on a multi-part, absolutely top-quality, fantastic documentary series on along the lines of hopefully The Last Dance and so on. Ooh. And we are deep into that. We've signed contracts. Film is being filmed and archives are being gone through, and it's in process.
Wow.
Really
wow.
Exciting.
Oh,
and they're following the team. They're following the team this whole year, so it's like behind the scenes. So we'll see what happens. But wow. Win or lose, it'll be out.
Couldn't have picked a better season, and it is. It was announced yesterday. It will air in April.
Mm-hmm.
9 episodes on HBO Max.
That'd be interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, talk about fortuitous picking this season to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the same will happen with Netflix and the Red Sox.
Ooh.
Maybe.
You see a lot of these, five, six, 10-part docuseries coming out that look, you know, the Celtics one's definitely interesting. I saw another one about Barry Sanders that looks like it's going to be really good. So I think it's smart when you're a team. I would be thinking about doing something with the Patriots, you know, like the Gerard Mayo era.
You want this season?
Well, just
for the
Patriots, like,
you want to wait a little.
No, just to see what it's like, you know?
Is the first episode of the Netflix series on the Red Sox this year going to be a thought partner consummated? I can't wait. That's this year, right? They'll have the whole thing.
Yeah,
the thought partner.
I am the entire thing. I do find it. I'm looking forward to the HBO Max. I will watch every series.
You'll watch every episode of that Celtics one. How can you not?
I mean, I love behind the scenes on any of the sports teams, but especially one that we follow and cover. I will be fascinated by how they depict Jalen and Jason, because we will continue. That will be the nitpick locally and nationally because of just the obsession about that duo.
Yeah. Well, you'll get some good stuff when you look at this season,
right?
I think.
Yep.
And I don't know. What's in your emergency top five? Is Last Dance the best one ever?
Yeah.
In no order, I would say Man in the Arena, Dynasty, and the Tom Brady story. No, I would say the greatest one ever is The Last Dance, but the best series year in and year out, bang for your buck, is Hard Knocks. They just, the HBO people that put that together. The fact that they take an entire week and turn it around on the Tuesday, the amount of work and energy that must be, especially when the team gets final say, is unbelievable.
It's like Love Island. They turn around on the day.
Well, one's scripted, one's not.
Is Love Island not scripted?
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen that show, Love Island.
Every day except Hump Days.
All right.
It's on.
All right.
Yeah.
I like
how is there a reality show that you have not seen? You love reality.
Yeah, you would love
the you're the last person remaining who loves reality.
What's the premise of Love Island?
And also who thinks it's real. You're the last person.
Oh, sometimes it is.
No, reality TV is excellent, Greg.
Sometimes it is.
It's not. Name me one excellent reality TV program.
Love Island.
No. Love and Hip Hop.
There you go.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta. MILF Manor.
None of that stuff is real, bud.
What do you mean?
The Bachelor had a great run.
They manufacture arguments for every episode.
Go on vacation with people that you might not get along with. I bet you there's going to be some arguments, and they just happen to film it.
Yep.
You know, I watch all those Ready to Love.
Well, those are people who go on vacation with others, unlike the weirdos who go on vacation by themselves.
By themselves. I got to see the Love Island.
You offended a lot of people.
Well, I can't help that.
Did you see the text line?
No, I don't see the text line.
They're saying that they are some, like one guy was saying, I moved here for sobriety, haven't met many friends, so I have no choice but to vacation by myself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go to a bar by yourself. I'm like, not the thing I would do.
And now Wiggy is mocking me and calling me a weirdo.
Yeah, you don't have like buddies you grew up with that say, hey, let's go to Georgia for Georgia Auburn game, or let's go on a guy's trip to Cancun.
Well, not everybody has,
friends.
100 friends, and
I don't
somebody
think you need 100 friends.
Somebody who's available to travel with them at all.
But aren't
times.
You? If you're,
if your life, you don't have anybody that relies upon you, and you live by yourself, every day's a vacation.
Well, if you're telling me all these people that are going on vacation by themselves are going and meeting people. Aren't there people that you met on vacation that you can go on another vacation with?
I think a lot of people go on vacation alone to find themselves. To, like, if they're going through a big transition in their life, they take this trip.
You mean like a breakup or something?
Yeah, like eat, pray, love type deal.
Or it's just good for meditation, to be completely honest with you.
Shime.
Oh, what? God. Who is this person that's next
what
to
me? What do you mean? I'm a big fan of meditating.
Okay, when was the last time you meditated?
2 days ago.
Okay, that's a lie.
Do you have, like, an
Not
app?
A lie. No.
Well, how do you meditate?
How do you shut your brain off like that?
I sit outside and I calm myself and I kind of just think. It's the point of it. It's reflection. That's meditation.
God, the entire time I'd be like, I could be doing this right now. I could be doing this right now.
It's not that hard.
I mean, I get it if you're driving.
Nachos to go.
I get it if you're driving around by yourself.
How quickly do you start thinking about food 1 minute? Meditating.
No, not rarely.
Can you meditate me a sandwich?
Like, I'll think about like my diet and what I'm focused on, but like I'm not.
Yeah,
I've been to a million, as you know, like therapists and everything. And there's these there's all these podcasts that you can listen to. I make it 3 seconds. I can't. This book was about this guy was writing about how meditation is the space between the water and the wall in a waterfall. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, dude.
Yeah, I don't do that. Like, I throw on some of my favorite music. I put it in my ears, and it allows myself to kind of just reflect on everything that's
going
on
and
escape for a minute in my head, and I'm good.
Basically, there are some people who were not listening during the 7 o'clock hour. Wiggy suggested that if you do anything by yourself, essentially you're a weirdo.
Yeah, if you go on vacation by yourself, that is strange.
You also said if you go to a restaurant or a bar by yourself, you're a weirdo.
That is very strange. To go to a bar or a restaurant by yourself is strange. If you want food from there, order it and go pick it up.
Here's a 781 text.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 50-year-old single man.
Right.
So I am supposed to eat at home every single night, according to Wiggy?
No, you don't have friends? If you're 50, what do you say, 50 years old? You've been on this earth a long time. You don't have a couple buddies. Say, hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to go grab some, you want to grab a bite?
What if they're busy?
Then you have another buddy you call. Say, hey, what's going on? I mean, you know, don't you have a couple friends? Like, it's like, you know, you should have a roster. A roster, right? You know what? All right, Jimmy can't do anything. Hey, Billy, what are you doing? Hey, you feel like grabbing a couple drinks and something to eat? All right, sure. Meet me at Strega. Boom.
I'm impressed by people who can do it, though. Like, the fact that people can go out and just enjoy their own company, maybe that's a me issue. I need to look at
work. Stop it, Courtney. Don't stop it.
Well, I mean, it could never be. I just like to talk. I like human interaction. And sitting alone at a restaurant, staring at the wall, it doesn't seem to do it for me. And like people watching, I love Scheim, but I like people watching and discussing the people watching right. with someone else.
Right. Scheim doesn't do that. Scheim is capping so hard right now. Scheim's
I'm
like,
not
oh,
capping
oh,
at all.
Yeah, I go to Applebee's and just sit there to people watch.
I don't go to Applebee's.
But I think we need to separate the two. Like if you go to dinner or a drinks by yourself, Bob's your uncle. All fine. If you go there and you intend on speaking with people that aren't by themselves, that's kind of where the douche part of it comes in. Like, if you're sitting there and somebody else is with someone and you look to join their conversation, that is off-putting.
So, I'll give you...
508 text. I bought a ticket to a concert by myself last night. Is that weird?
Yes.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Yes. That is very
how
weird.
How is that weird?
What do you mean, how is that weird? So you're the one rando dude at a concert.
That is kind of weird.
Just,
no,
you know, fist pumping and jumping around and, you know, grabbing the person next to you.
Encore!
I want to go enjoy your favorite band. Why not? That's a good thing for you. Go enjoy it.
So you're just like bopping to the music yeah. alone?
Yes.
Oh.
That is so strange. You
no,
you
it's
definitely
not.
Have
it absolutely is
you
not.
Have multiple people in your basement tied up.
you're calling Scheim a serial killer yeah. because he
No,
would go...
I'm the one that likes to be tied up, Wiggy. We yeah. know this.
I know that.
So that. You would say that it's weird that he would go to a concert by himself?
Very strange.
So if he can't find anybody to go to a concert, which is likely, yep. that could happen.
Right.
He just shouldn't go to it?
Because
people are going to look at him? It's so insecure.
Google it on YouTube. YG's going to be at Big Night Live. I like YG. I like his music. If I ain't got nobody to go see him with, I'm not just showing up there like I'm a 14-year-old teenage girl that my mother just dropped me off there to say, hey, enjoy the concert. I'll be here to pick you up. It's strange to
yeah.
me. Like, you should have one adult friend that you can always call on and say, hey, would you come to the concert
yep.
with me?
I agree.
Yeah, you know, because
all of my friends have kids, and if my girlfriend doesn't like the artist, maybe I'll just go by myself.
Well,
like,
then you
not?
Should have some other friend. You, if you go out,
all of my friends have kids.
Right,
now.
But you just told me you go out to these places by yourself.
Yeah.
Meet some people when you're out there. And guess what? You meet people by yourself, get a new friend that you can
But
call
you just
up.
Told me it's weird to go, like, inject myself into conversation with people
So then
as well.
What are you doing?
So then how do you expect me to meet people while you're out?
So what are you doing when you go out by yourself? You're just sitting
Being
there
by myself. That's the point of going by myself.
So you're sitting there like a psycho not talking to anybody.
If I'm at a concert, I'm not just sitting there just like,
fingers. At, like we said.
When you go to Karma and get
yeah,
sushi.
Yeah, when I go to a
you
bar.
You brought up a bar. So you
yeah.
go to the bar and you're sitting at the bar.
Yep.
You don't talk to anybody.
No, not generally. Like, the bartender, yeah, because they're the one that's serving me, but not generally.
Yeah, you just sit there and enjoy the meal.
Yeah, if I'm spoken to, I'd be happy to answer, but I'm not injecting myself in someone else's conversation.
If there's a restaurant you like, and you go, okay, I want to go to this restaurant, but I don't want to go by myself, I'm going to go to the bar, I'm going to get the meal there, and I'm going to go home. You're saying you go out, you go to the bar for a couple hours to sit there and people watch.
Yeah.
And not
I don't
want to
just
nobody.
Sit on my couch. It's so...
No, but here's what the pro move
that's
is.
That's strange.
You no, go to the not. Bar. If you're by yourself and you want to get out of your house, you go to the bar and you have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
You order it to go, and then you walk home and eat it. That way you socialize.
I don't want to eat at home. That's the whole point.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want to sit there by myself in my house on my couch or at my kitchen table sitting there eating by myself. I would rather eat
at the
bar.
But if you have the TV on, you're not drinking alone.
Right. You're watching a program or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That's
so,
the whole point.
So you want to
get
out
of my
you
house.
You want to get out and experience life, and you don't happen to have a buddy who's available to go with you.
So you're just watching other people?
And not saying anything.
Yes.
He's like
taking
Jeff-
the conversation. It's great gossip.
Scheim's just staring at people.
People.
Nope.
At the bar. Not. He's like Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm
just
like staring at people.
The whole restaurant breathes a sigh of relief when he leaves.
It's like, what?
Science to it.
You're like.
Glad I was nice to that guy.
I would be sitting there, and I know you, Carly, sitting there, Courtney, it's like. Why is that guy just staring right. at us sitting at the bar?
I wouldn't just be staring at someone.
You're people watching, you're staring.
No, I'd be focused on my food. I'd be listening. That's the point. You have other senses than
you're
just seeing
eavesdropping.
Things. Right. Yes, brings, exactly. That's the point.
Somebody brings up a server and Scheim says, was she a big old fat person?
Put the lotion in the basket. I mean, it's just going. I told you. If you can,
that guy went shopping by himself.
Yeah.
He went grocery shopping in Silence of the Lambs by himself. so they could lure people into his. He was moving furniture by himself, so he could lure somebody into his van.
Right.
Do you drive a van to the restaurant when you're going?
I don't have a van, Greg.
He definitely
does. Can we do a, I don't know how it would work, Courtney, for the social medias, but we do like Instagram Live the next time Shyam goes to dinner by himself.
We absolutely could do that.
Yeah, okay. What do you guys think I do when I go for my mall walks? Like, I go by myself. I don't go with anybody. Well,
exercising is a solo activity.
That's
a solo
around
different.
A mall?
A mall walk's different, Shyam.
This topic, people are losing it on the text line because you're so judgmental.
It's
and
not,
Courtney, too.
Yeah.
It's strange behavior.
It's not. Like,
it is.
This person says, well, you real people don't have 52 other roster guys to go to dinner with.
But it's just strange behavior. It is strange. The same way we look at Ken and go, wait a second, you go to Disney by yourself? That's strange.
No, that is strange. Going to Disney by yourself, a place made for children.
Well, I mean, Ken is strange.
But yet, sitting at a bar, not speaking to anybody, and just staring at people is not strange.
I don't stare at people.
We need a poll on this, Jackson. Is it strange to eat by yourself at a restaurant? Yes or no?
Again, like, strange or not, it's just some people can do it, some people can't. Like, I need to be occupied at all times. I've been tested for ADHD and I don't have it, so it's not something like that. It's just like I need to be reading
how
something.
How many different illnesses or psychological
I have three conditions.
How many things have you been tested for?
Well, I got tested for ADHD in college because I was having a hard time with my Spanish class, and you needed to take Spanish unless you had a learning disability.
Yeah.
And I know it will shock everybody who listens, no learning disability here. So I just need to be reading something, watching something, talking to somebody at all times. It's just me.
But, Courtney, you don't have to, because people are coming at you, you don't have to placate to them.
Right.
It's strange. It is weird for an adult, unless you're saying to me, oh, I want to go to Capitol Grill. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it. I don't have nobody to go to dinner with. I'm going there. I'm going to sit at the bar. I'm going to eat my meal. I'm going to do what I got to do. And within an hour, I'm going to be in and out.
No, I'm with Shyam. I've done that before. I used to do it when, like, the kids had, like, a sporting, like, a practice or something. Jen was doing something. I would go by myself. No problem. Go get a meal. Say hello to somebody.
I would actually get the meal to go and eat it in my car.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so weird.
Yeah, no.
You would Reese McGuire it?
That is weirder.
I would not Reese McGuire it.
I would definitely Reese McGuire it.
You would finish in the car?
Eat in the car?
I would eat in the car. Because if you're going to this place to not talk to people and you don't want to be bothered, what do you think's going to happen when you're sitting at a bar with people around you? They're going to want to talk to you. So if Shyam's saying, well, I go to a bar because I want to be left alone, isn't it more...
I want to be left alone. I want to get away from other things.
You said you didn't want to be bothered. You wanted to go there. You didn't want to talk to people. You wanted a people watch. But
it's so antisocial. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break. Gresham Foyer at Gillette again for day two of training camp. They will be live all day from Gillette, and they are coming up at 10. Well done, Shyam. I believe that John at the bar, who was a friend of his, was probably there by himself.
And there was an old man sitting next to him making love to his tonic and gin.
Tonic and gin. I'm
right here.
You see that 413 text, Wiggy?
No, I told you I don't see the text machine. What's it say?
Single in my mid-50s.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of friends. Going to the Sox-Yankees game Saturday by myself, and I will have a blast. So people go to games, people go to concerts, people do things by themselves, and it's not weird.
Well, Greg, it's interesting you bring that up, because I want to take you back just a couple of days ago. I believe we were at the Numbnuts Invitational.
Yes, we were at Granite Links.
You and I bopping around, playing golf with all the wonderful people that were there.
Yes.
And we roll up, and wasn't somebody just hanging out by himself, take a look over the city, having a beer.
You are correct about that.
I believe his name was Jermaine Wiggins.
I was waiting for you.
We rolled up to Crossing Nines.
Yep.
This is the most outrageous thing ever. Shyam, thank you.
Uh-huh.
We rolled up to Crossing Nines.
Yep.
You were sitting there by yourself.
Not even at the bar.
Right,
those little lawn chairs.
Out on the patio by yourself.
Right. Waiting for people.
No, you weren't waiting for anybody. You didn't know we were going to be there.
I called you.
I said, where are you?
And I said, I'm at Crossing Nines.
Right. By yourself sitting there at the bar. Yeah,
no,
you giant hypocrite.
No, I go, I'm at Crossing Nines. You go, okay, we're headed up there.
Yeah.
I said, all right.
But you were sitting there by yourself. You said you were looking out. You had been there for a while.
No, no, not a while.
What?
10 minutes.
Okay, sitting there by yourself.
Yeah, waiting for you to get there.
So are you a weirdo?
No, but I was waiting for you. There's
a
difference.
Were you eating anything? Or
no.
You
were drinking a beer.
I had a beer, and I was sitting on the thing waiting for Greg to show up.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go there. It wasn't like I'm going across the Nines on a Thursday night at 10 o'clock by myself.
It sounds like a lovely time, actually.
No, it does.
Generally popping on a Thursday night.
Far different.
People are going to be like, what's this weirdo doing here by himself?
This is Earl from Framingham. What's up, Earl? Earl!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Earl?
Okay, so listen. Going to a concert by yourself is the ultimate time. Are you kidding me? No one can dictate when you leave, when you go somewhere, go backstage, meet the band.
Yeah.
Pick up a girl that's having a bad night with her husband. I mean, it's just the best time. I don't know why you would even say that. You know, you could have it's the best time.
So he's going to concerts by himself to nail chicks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's backstage. Oh, yeah, I'm with the band.
I mean, it seems like a lot of people who are texting in, when it comes to doing things alone and not considering it weird, they go to concerts, they go to sporting events.
Shocking, the text line is full of people that do things alone.
We have a loner audience on the text line and on the Twitch machine.
Why
are you guys making me feel like an idiot?
How do you feel about traveling for work? Many people are texting in saying,
"Work, I'm fine
to
with
do that."
Yeah, work, I'm fine with. You got to know that work is you. Like, so if you're
how do you know when you're identifying somebody at a bar or restaurant dining by themselves as a weirdo?
Yeah,
how do you know that they're not traveling?
I usually
how do you know they're not traveling on business and dining alone. Why is it okay in one place? It's not okay in the other.
I usually put them in two categories. Either they're there for work. You know, I don't do what Courtney says. They're prostitutes. I say they're either there for work or they're very strange and they're weird.
They're very strange. Yes. And
you know what I mean? In all movies, if there's like a woman sitting at a bar alone and a guy starts talking to her, takes her home for the night, the next day she's like, you know, asking him to pay up. That's always the plot in a movie.
Okay.
So there's a lot of times when you're at a restaurant, there's a nice-looking woman sitting at the bar alone, looking around.
If I saw a woman at the bar...
I mean, that's true at some restaurants.
Yeah. Really?
There are a few restaurants.
Okay. Not Applebee's. But
right.
They're not...
But
right.
But see, my first...
Good point.
But my first thought, if I saw a woman at a bar by herself, my first thought would be, A, she's there for business. B, she's waiting on her friends or her boyfriend. I wouldn't think that she's there just to hang out. A guy like Shime sitting at a bar by himself, I'm like, all right, he's probably weird unless he just happens to be on a work trip where he's sitting by himself.
Yep, I'm definitely weird.
And nothing wrong with being weird. I don't know why people get so offended when you call him weird.
I'm
like, oh my God, he called me weird.
I love anime. Everybody thinks I'm weird.
He's so insecure.
Here's Chris in the truck. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, so Sean, what was I doing at Granite Lakes on Tuesday?
Oh yeah, I believe you were there having a drink, hanging out.
Now there are people
just sitting by myself.
You were there for an event, though.
Yes,
there are some well-known people who come to road shows by themselves.
For an event,
is that weird?
No, it's the event.
No, because Chris knows us all now, and he knows a lot of the other people that go to these events.
What about Neil from The Haunt?
Neil is a legend now, an icon.
He goes to everything by himself.
Am I weird if I go play golf by myself?
No.
Ooh. You ain't got no friends?
Sometimes I don't want to play with my friends.
You'd rather join another group, though? That's
sometimes.
Weird.
Sometimes I'd rather just play by myself.
So you just go there just to play by yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
play. Do you workshop those like Steph Curry lines when you're by yourself?
Right. I don't.
No, I don't have to workshop those.
Okay.
I don't, those just come to me spur of the moment.
I don't golf, but is that something guys or gals normally do? Is
Also, Curtis, when he goes to conventions, he's known as Steph Furry.
Well done, sir. Oh, those Steph Curry jokes are never going to get old. Well done. Well played.
We got to go.
All right.
Excited about Gresham Foyer next from training camp day two.
I might go down there by myself.
All right. Those guys are next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you.
Well done, Chime. I believe that John at the bar, who was a friend of his, was probably there by himself.
And there was an old man sitting next to him making love to his tonic and gin.
Tonic and gin. I'm
right here.
You see that 413 text, Wiggy?
No, I told you I don't see the text machine. What's it say?
Single in my mid-50s.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of friends. Going to the Sox-Yankees game Saturday by myself, and I will have a blast. So people go to games, people go to concerts, people do things by themselves. And it's not weird.
Well, Greg, it's interesting you bring that up, because I want to take you back just a couple of days ago. I believe we were at the Numbnuts Invitational.
Yes, we were at Granite Links.
You and I bopping around, playing golf with all the wonderful people that were there.
Yes.
And we roll up, and wasn't somebody just hanging out by himself,
taking a look over the city,
having a beer.
You are correct about that.
I believe his name was Jermaine Wiggins.
I was waiting for you.
We rolled up to Crossing Nines.
Yep.
This is the most outrageous thing ever. Shime, thank you.
Uh-huh.
We rolled up to Crossing Nines.
Yep.
You were sitting there by yourself.
Waiting. Not even at the bar.
Out of those little lawn chairs. Out on the patio by yourself.
Right. Waiting for people.
No, you weren't waiting for anybody. You didn't know we were going to be there.
You called me.
I said, where are you?
And I said, I'm at Crossing Nines.
Right, by yourself sitting there at the bar. Yeah,
no,
you giant hypocrite.
No, I go, I'm at Crossing Nines. You go, okay, we're headed up there.
Yeah.
I said, all right.
But you were sitting there by yourself. You said you were looking out. You had been there for a while.
No, no, not a while.
What?
10 minutes.
Okay, sitting there by yourself.
Yeah, waiting for you.
So are you a weirdo?
No, but I was waiting for you. There's a difference.
Were you eating anything or
drinking?
Yeah,
he was drinking a beer.
I had a beer and I was sitting on the thing waiting for Greg to show up. Yeah, I didn't want to go there. It wasn't like I'm going to Crossing Nines on a Thursday night at 10 o'clock by myself.
That sounds like a lovely time, actually.
No, it does.
Generally popping on a Thursday night.
Far different.
People are going to be like, what's this weirdo doing here by himself?
This is Earl from Framingham. What's up, Earl? Earl!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Earl?
Okay, so listen. Going to a concert by yourself is the ultimate time. Are you kidding me? No one can dictate when you leave, when you go somewhere, go backstage, meet the band.
Yeah.
Pick up a girl that's having a bad night with her husband. I mean, it's just the best time. I don't know why you would even say that. You know, you could have it's the best time.
So he's going to concerts by himself to nail chicks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's backstage. Oh, yeah, I'm with the band.
I mean, it seems like a lot of people who are texting in, when it comes to doing things alone and not considering it weird, they go to concerts, they go to sporting events.
Shocking, the text line is full of people that do things alone.
We have a loner audience on the text line and on the Twitch machine.
Why
are you guys making me feel like an idiot?
How do you feel about traveling for work? Many people are texting in saying,
"Work, I'm fine
with."
Work, I'm fine with. You got to know that work is your, like, so if you're.
So how do you know when you're identifying somebody at a bar or restaurant dining by themselves as a weirdo?
Yeah.
How do you know that they're not traveling? How do you know they're not traveling on business and dining alone? Why is it okay in one place? It's not okay in the other.
I usually put them in two categories. Either they're there for work. You know, I don't do what Courtney says. They're prostitutes. I say they're either there for work or they're very strange and they're weird.
They're very strange. Yes. And
you know what I mean? In all movies, if there's like a woman sitting at a bar alone and a guy starts talking to her, takes her home for the night, the next day she's like, you know, asking him to pay up. That's always the plot in a movie. Okay. So there's a lot of times when you're at a restaurant, there's a nice-looking woman sitting at the bar alone, looking around.
If I saw a woman at the bar...
I mean, that's true at some restaurants.
Mm. Really?
There are a few restaurants.
Okay. Not Applebee's, but...
Right.
They're not...
But but see, my first...
Good point.
But my first thought, if I saw a woman at a bar by herself, my first thought would be, A, she's there for business. B, she's waiting on her friends or her boyfriend. I wouldn't think that she's there just to hang out. A guy like Shime sitting at a bar by himself, I'm like, all right, he's probably weird unless he just happens to be on a work trip where he's sitting by himself.
Yep, I'm definitely weird.
And nothing wrong with being weird. I don't know why people get so offended when you call him weird.
I'm
like, oh my God, he called me weird.
I love anime. Everybody thinks I'm weird.
He's so insecure.
Here's Chris in the truck. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so, Cheyenne, what was I doing at Granite Lakes on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, I believe you were there having a drink, hanging out.
Now, there are people...
Just sitting by myself.
You were there for an event, though, Chris.
Yes, there are some well-known people who come to road shows by themselves.
For an event,
Is that weird?
No, it's the event.
Because Chris knows us all now, and he knows a lot of the other people that go to these events.
What about Neil from The Hunt?
Neil is a legend now, an icon.
He goes to everything by himself.
Am I weird if I go play golf by myself?
No.
Ooh. You ain't got no friends?
I don't. Sometimes I don't want to play with my friends.
You'd rather join another group, though? That's
sometimes.
Weird.
Sometimes I'd rather just play by myself.
So you just go there just to play by yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't play.
Do you workshop those like Steph Curry lines when you're by yourself?
Right. I don't.
No, I don't have to workshop those.
Okay.
Those just come to me spur of the moment.
I don't golf, but is that something guys or gals normally do? Is
Also, Curtis, when he goes to conventions, he's known as Steph Furry.
Well done, sir. Oh, those Steph Curry jokes are never going to get old. Well done. Well played.
We got to go.
All right.
I'm excited about Gresham Foyer next from training camp day two.
I might go down there by myself.
All right. Those guys are next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.